influence in the yeshiva. He used to say overall, he didn't learn straight the Nefesh HaChaim, but he used to say over a lot from the Nefesh HaChaim. And in Baltimore Yeshiva also, Rabbi Beryl Weisbord also says over a lot from the, he's the Mashgiach officially, says over a lot from the Nefesh HaChaim. Chaim Valozhiner and the Baal HaTanya say exactly the same thing, I think on all issues. Baal HaTanya writes as if he has a dispute with the Vilna Gaon, with the Nefesh HaChaim on a certain point about Tzimtzum, but he was misinformed as to what the Vilna Gaon said. When you read the both Svarim, they say exactly the same on all topics. The only difference is that the Nefesh HaChaim quotes passages from the Zohar, and he assumes everybody understands the Zohar. And Tehanya assumes that maybe you don't understand the Zohar, so he'll explain it by quoting a Gemara. And I'll show the Gemara said the same thing as the Zohar. So Tanya explains it a little easier, a little better, but they both say the same thing. One of the main things that the Nefesh HaChaim is known for in Machshava is the idea that he has, based on the Gemara, Kishem Hashem Ekro B'Godel Alakenu, that the Gemara Brachas derives from that pasuk, that you have to recite Birchas HaTorah before you're about to learn. So the question is, where do you see that in Kishem Hashem Ekro? Kishem Hashem Ekro. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur said the Shema Amforish Yotzei Mipi Kohen Gadol B'Kedusha L'Tahara, so it says, Akanavam Hom De Mazoi HaKorim V'Shtachim V'Modim V'Nofim V'Apneim Yomim, everybody screamed that Baruch Shem. Kishem Hashem Ekro, when you say the Shem Amforish, Abu Gadol L'Kenu, if you're in the Azorah, you have to be Kohen V'Shtachim V'Modim V'Nofim V'Apneim, and if you're not in the Azorah, then you just say Baruch Shem. If you're in the Azorah, say Baruch Shem when you're kneeling on the ground. That's Kishem Hashem Ekro. But what does it have to do with learning Bavakam, Exubas, Yivamas, but where you can learn 100 blot, you won't come across Shem Hashem, not the Gemara, not the Rashi, not the Tosis. What is that to Shem Hashem? So he says, no, he says, I don't think he quotes the Maharsha, but the Maharsha says it. He says the same. You see, for the Gemara, like the Ramban wrote in the Hakdam HaChumish, Kakala Tarukul, Shmoisav Shalakarish Bahu. What does that mean? So the Ramban has a different understanding, but he quotes, they both quote the Baal HaTanya and the Nefesh HaChaim. They both quote from the Zohar. Pikudin in an Evar and the Malka. The mitzvahs are the limbs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get an understanding of what a lakus is. So we can understand a lakus. We can understand things in Teva. We can understand the Malam HaTeva. We'll never understand. So the Baruch Hu had to give a mashal. We wouldn't understand a mashal either. It's way above our heads. He gave a mashal of a mashal of a mashal of a mashal. So the Torah, called a Tarkula, is a mashal of what a lakus is all about. So that's Kishem Hashem Ekro, when I'm about to talk about the essence of Hashem Hashem, means a description of Elokus. Shem Hashem, a description of Elokus. And Kol HaTarkul is a description of Elokus. In Babakama, in Yivamas, in Ksubas. The Tanya adds on a famous line, that even when you're discussing a din of Migu, you're discussing what the liar could have said. If he's telling a lie, he could have said a lie, and he would have wanted to interpret that Taina. And the Tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Eivish is famous, and the Tumim has all kinds of famous ungedreite Tainas that the Rami could advance. So you're talking about crooks and criminals, how they can plot evil. That's also Liman HaTorah, because you're discussing what the din is, whether you have a miglu. So that's also a description of Elokus. Thinking about the Ramois is a chelik of the description, because that's the din. Under these circumstances, if Reuven Tain is like this and Shimon Tain is like that, then is this? That's a partial description of Elokus, and that's what it means. You put together all the Taryag mitzvahs, get a full description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we assume. We recite in Kriya Shema every day, V'yohaftos Hashem Alakech, V'chol Abavcha, V'chol Navshach, V'chol Miyadech. How can you fall in love with the Ribbono Shalom? Your parents you love. When you get married, You love your wife, you love your spouse. They love each other because they know each other. When you get to know each other better, so then you even love each other better. We don't know anything about the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can you fall in love with an invisible being? We don't know anything about him. So Rashi and Chumash quotes in Tanaim, how can you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to ask Hashem, okay, how? If you learn Torah, then you get a description of what a lakus is all about. And Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim has a comment on the pasuk. All the Rashi's and Chumash is quoting either Gemara's or Mishnah's or Midrash. unless he's talking about dikduk, that he didn't get from the Tanoim. That's on his own, from the Medaktikim. So Rashi and Chumash quotes a Medrash on the Pasuk, where the Kimin Aliyadoi, if a person kills Bishogi, he has to run to the Oreg Mikvah because it's not his fault. It was Min HaShamayim. So if it's not his fault, why does he even have to go to the Oreg Mikvah? That's also a punishment. He has to stay there. It's annoying. He has to stay in the Oreg Mikvah. Talmos HaKoyin HaGadol. And if he dies before the Kohen Gadol, you have to bury him in the Oreg Mikvah till the Kohen Gadol dies 20 years later. Then you can take his body and bury him in Kibri HaBoisim. So it's still a punishment. Why do you have a right to punishment if it's not his fault? The Rashi quotes a Medrash commenting on the Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that it says, Kashayim HaMoshal HaKadmoini Me'rishoy Mi'etzei Resha. The fact that he was picked Men HaShemayim to do the dirty work to kill this person accidentally, B'shoyge, must be that he was a Rasha and he deserved some punishment for something that he did in the past and he never got the punishment. While the Kimin Eliyahu, they picked the Rasha to do the Shlichus L'ra. V'gaglam Schus Al-Yedei Zaka V'choy V'al-Yedei Chad Men HaShemayim. They often suspend people's Bechira Chavshis and they cause a person to choose Harry Truman, approved the Hakamas HaMedina. They say the next day he backed down. The next day he backed down. So why did he approve it that time? And Russia approved the Hakamas HaMedina. And Russia and the United States were always fighting with each other. There was the Cold War going on then. Why they both? It was Mamish and Hashemayim. That was one of the rare cases that Russia agreed with America. They both recognized Hakamas HaMedina. So sometimes they pick a person, they suspend his Bechira Chavshis, that he should do something with Teiba. Sometimes they suspend someone's Bechira Chavshis to do something with Ra. So Megaglam Schus, they'll pick a tzaddik to bring about something good in history, and they pick a Rasha to do some dirty work. So the fact that he was chosen to be the Sheikh Ra, to run this guy over, and to kill him accidentally means that he must have done some aver in the past he deserves punishment for. So Rashi and Chumash quotes that posik, that's what he apparently needs a punishment. And what's the Moshal HaKadmoni? What's an ancient proverb from Confucius? Who's the Bala Machaber of the proverb? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, the Moshal HaKadmoni is the Torah. Shehu Mishalo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Kadmono Shal Olam. Baruch Shalom is the ancient one with the capital A. He was there before anything existed. Nothing existed. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, Yesh Mayayin. And the Moshal HaKadmoni is the Torah over here that says, V'elakim Min Eliyodai. So what do you mean it's a Moshal HaKadmoni? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his Sfarim in the Sefer Shem Olam. Chavetz Chaim has a lot of essays. It's not all on Lashon Hara. People don't want to, they're afraid to look at the Chavetz Chaim. He has a lot of essays, not on Lashon Hara, just on Muna, Hashkafa, a lot of beautiful essays about Kol HaTarkul. He has an essay on this topic. So he says, the Moshal HaKadmoni is the Torah. Number one is authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. Often the Gemara will learn on Dina from the fact that the word is spelled Mole Yachoser. Gemara's Medayik Halachas, not the Agarata Halachas, based on the fact not only an extra word, a missing word, an extra letter, a word is spelled Mole Yachoser, Na'aro, sometimes spelled with a, without a, the Gemara in Ksubis has a drasha. If it's spelled with a, it has a different connotation. So we believe the Torah is a mashal authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chafetz Chaim writes like photographia balaz. If I've seen in the newspapers a photograph of the king of the country or the president, I never met him in person. I saw the photographs, and then if I'm walking around in Warsaw and I see someone who has the same facial features with two Secret Service men on either side, I can recognize that he's the king or he's the president of the country because I know what he looks like. So we know nothing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's invisible. But the mashal, the Torah, when you learn Kol HaTorah Kuli, you put everything all together, that gives you a description, derech mashal, of what a lakus is all about. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin was the one who elevated, he founded Volozhin Yeshiva, and they had this, he set out this plan. You have to have people learning all day and all night. Something you have to have people learning 24 hours a day. He says, the mazel is that the earth is a globe. And when we're sleeping at night, 2, 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, we're sleeping, so the Jews on the other side of the globe are learning. When they're sleeping, so we're awake. And if there would be 1 minute that there wouldn't be any learning, that's Rav Chaim Volozhin who says, "I'm lo brisim, a lot of chuk shmaus." What's like something? The world will collapse back into non-existence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind that there were Jews all over the globe, and in Volozhin he had people learning. He set up the yeshiva like that. They have to have people learning 24 hours a day. And Mitzvah Yom Kippur, when everybody ran to eat, so Rav Chaim Volozhin was sitting learning the Beis Medrash. He wanted his yeshiva to keep the whole world going. So they had people learn at night. They insisted they have to sleep in the daytime. They had people learn in the daytime. They insisted they have to sleep at night. He didn't want that they should learn Meshuggah Vild, stay up 3 days, 2 days, a day and a half, like the doctors in the hospital. He didn't think that was reasonable. Everyone who learns in the daytime should sleep at night. Everyone who learns at nighttime has to sleep in the daytime. And in Shabbos Shudas time, you're not allowed to have a public shir because of Ptirosa Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Chacham Shemes based on Drosha B'Telem. So they had boys learning, that they had especially boys learning at that time when everybody was eating Shal Shudas. You're not supposed to have big shir. They always had people learning. Yom Kippur, they always had someone learning in Volozhin Yeshiva. He was the one who developed this idea that was the whole shita and all the Lithuanian yeshivas, that learning is the most important mitzvah. That's not, Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam never meant that. It always meant that you get more schar. You get more schar if you learn Torah. Rav Chaim Volozhin made it, that that's the only way to get to know what Elokus is all about. And the Torah is a description of Elokus. He was the one who raised the level of learning, raised the understanding of what Limud Torah was all about. That was the, in the Litvishi Yeshivas, they followed Rav Chaim Volozhin's whole idea. But the rest of the Sefer, not only the section on Talmud Torah, the rest of the Sefer is all mekupal, all the same as the Tanya. They both say the same thing all the time. They both have their Yud Gimel Ikor Hemuna that the Rambam lists off. In every generation, there are different Ikorim that become the most important one. Some generations, the existence of God, other generation, God doesn't have a body, okay. In our generation, I think the most important ikar is Zos HaTarlo Sehimuch Lepes, our disagreement with the other movements, with the reform and the conservative is, some of them don't believe in God, some of them don't believe in Terem HaShemayim, we're not talking about them, but even those who do, but they think like any legal system, every state has a constitutional convention every couple of years, and the constitutions were written 200 years ago, and they have to touch them up a little bit, that they should be a little more reasonable. We don't have horses and buggies anymore, so they have to change the constitution a little bit. And by us, as a din, lo sasifa v'lo sigum emeri, you can't, no amendments to this constitution. So that's the question, why such a obstinate insistence of Zos HaTorah lo simuch lefes? You have midrash HaTorah nidreshes bam. Why don't you just, like the Epicurism say, whenever there is a rabbinic will, there is a rabbinic way. So why can't the rabbis touch up the dinim and move on? In a couple of cases, we have moved on. We don't observe the mitzvah the same way they did years ago, because you live under different circumstances, so you apply different sif in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's so difficult to change? No. So they both, the Baal HaTanya with the Nev Shehaim, they both insist, because the Pasuk says in Nove, Ani Hashem lo shanisa v'atem min ha'ankev lo chilisam. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't change. The essence of God doesn't change. The whole Bria keeps on changing, but God is not part of the Bria. He's separate from the Bria. The modern physicists claim that the Bria is returning back to Tohu Vavohu. Everything is changing. It's going back. Whatever it is, it's clear that it's changing. And the only thing that doesn't change is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. So if the Torah is a description of Elokus, so the laws of the Torah cannot change. In every generation, the whole world is changing. So the Metzius is different. So a lot of times, you're not dealing with Sif Yud, you're dealing with Sif Chav. There are a lot of Sifim. Hilchas Basa B'cholov. It's pages and pages and pages. It's not one Sif. If it's under these conditions, it's Asa B'achila Banah. Under those conditions, Asa B'achila Muta Banah. Under those conditions, Muta B'achila. Different conditions. So if you live under different circumstances, sometimes you apply different Sif in the Shulchan Aruch. But the principles of the Torah don't change because the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, is a description of Elokus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence doesn't change. So this is one of the most important themes that our Prima Lojana has. But the Bala Tanya has exactly the same thing. They both have a lot of things. They cover the exact same thing, except the Tanya explains it a little easier. Chaim Alojan assumes that you'll all understand all of these passages from the Zohar that he quotes. It's fantastic. What did you decide to learn now after you finished?
We're going
to
talk about it after Hashem.
On a boat.
We're going to talk about it next.
Democratic vote.
Does Rabbi have a recommendation?
All the Svarim I'll give on. I personally enjoy Batashka. I enjoy Mesillas Susharm. I think Susharm is fantastic.
That's one of our choices.
Okay. I think he's absolutely fantastic. He weaves in psukim and Mamore Chazal and Agadatis and Halachis. He's fantastic. They say from the Vilna Gaon that he said if the author of Mesillas Susharm would still be alive, he would be prepared to walk to Italy to learn by him. He had already passed away by the time the Vilna Gaon heard of this sefer. Mm-hmm. I think the Mesillas Susharm is fantastic.
Can I ask a question? So Rebbe is saying that the first three Sharim of Nafsh HaChaim, everything is glatt. Everything is we follow La Halacha. But Ruchayim's approach to Vagisa Vayom HaValayla seems to be a chiddush in some way. So Lamaisa, for Balabatim, who are not sitting all day, what's a practical kiyum of Vagisa in their learning? Do they have to have the ol of Ruchayim Velazhin every single second no matter what, or... What's the
Vilna Gaon has our Deris Aliyah. Everything was written by Talmidei HaGro. He only wrote on Kabbalah and the Bir HaGro Shulchan Aruch. But they quote in his name, our Deris Aliyah at the beginning of Pei, El Adram Shein Lam Shir, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So he says, when you go to work for Parnosa, you have no time to learn. So Parnosa is such a big mitzvah. Esed Dechol Esesei, so it's so important that it's Doicha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They said, not that it's doicha. The chi of Talmud Torah is only when you have free time. If it's not free time, when you're oisik in Parnasa, oisik, you have to eat and go to sleep and take a shower once in a month. Well, you're taking care of tzarachim, you have to help your wife out. So you don't have time. Whenever you have free time, then there's an obligation to learn. What's his free time? So if the person has a full day job and he makes $1 million, and if he'll only work a half a day, he'll make $500,000. And that's enough to pull through. $500,000 he can make ends meet. So he should talk to learn half a day and learn half a day. If he should learn. Some people, they just can't learn a half a day. They'll just get exhausted after half an hour. And nish is nish. But if a person is able to learn, if the person works a whole day and he makes $250,000, and if he'll work half a day, he'll make $100,000, and that's not enough to make ends meet, so that's not free time. You can't tell him he's mechuyav to learn a half a day. You can't. You have to make a parnasa. So the Gemara in Moed Kot makes a distinction. Are you allowed to go to Chutz Lartz? Jews who live in Eretz, are they permitted to go to Medina Sayam? So the Gemara says, also Lartz is Chutz Lartz, not allowed to go. For parnasa, you're allowed to go. So the Gemara says, if the guy's barely making a parnasa, and he wants to make a parnasa, he shouldn't have to fast every Monday and Thursday, and invite himself out to be eat by other people every so often. So then he's allowed to go to Chutz Lartz for that. But if he's making out very well, and he wants to make even twice that, so then you have no right to go to Chutz Lartz for that. That's not called the Tzara Parnasa. To make a parnasa, it shouldn't be Bitzimtzum. There should be a little extra money to buy ice cream for the children, a toy, so that's permissible. That's called parnasa. He's allowed to go to Chutz Lartz for that, and then he's not mechuyav to learn during that time. That's not called free time. I remember, I always tell over this story. I was once in California, was speaking for the OU. They used to have between December 25th and January 1st, people had off from graduate school and from business, a lot of people. So they used to have shurim every day. The OU used to have in Switzerland, also some place to have Yarchi Kala the whole week. So we were there. I was there with my wife, and I was gonna go up by plane to New York, stop off in New York, and then go there itself for YU to visit all the different yeshivas. So the plane was delayed, so we're sitting in the airport there. So I was sitting. I always went the economy class. So you see somebody from the business class goes to the back. He's wearing jeans with sneakers without any socks. He looked familiar from the yeshiva. I didn't remember exactly how I knew. He went to use the men's room in the back, and then he goes back. So on his way back, he stops by my say, "Hi, Reb, how are you?" He was in my shiur 20 years earlier. This is my shiur 30 years ago, a long time ago. So I said, "What are you up to? What do you do?" He tells me he's a radiologist, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He's married with children, moved to Eretz Yisrael. He tells me he used to make $2 million a year as a radiologist. Now he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He lives where all the poor people live in Savion. And he only makes $1 million a year. His wife can't get used to living in poverty. So he came back to America to try to get his job back in the hospital. I was going to give him a $5 bill. A pair of socks. He can't afford to have a pair of socks. He can't make ends meet with $1 million a year. I don't know what you would do with $1 million. I don't make so much money, and I give way more than Chaimish. I don't need so much money, what they give me. But the Chiyuv, Rav Chaim Halojan is just saying, you have to learn when you have free time. You have to learn until you become a nervous wreck, to become crazy. When you have free time, you should learn. And if you can, you should make some free time. But if you can't, you can't. They say the famous story about Rabbi Saul Salanta, that he started this Musa movement. He encouraged everybody to study Musa. So they asked him, really, what if a person only has a half an hour a day? Should he learn Musa or should he learn Gemara? So he said, he should learn Musa, and he'll realize that he has more than a half an hour a day to learn. Okay, so sometimes that is the case. But a lot of times, not the case. A lot of people really work hard for a living. They come home, they're exhausted. You only have a half an hour. So half an hour is half an hour. Okay, that's all. You're not mechuyev to learn if you don't have free time. You won't become a Talmid Chacham by just learning half an hour a day, but under the circumstance, that's your mechuyev to learn.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Beautiful. You should continue to learn for many years to come.
Amen.
Have nachas from all of your children. The children should see that the parents are B'nai Torah. The parents are respectful of the Torah, and they take off time extra. Take off time every Matzai Shabbos. That's quite a commitment to learn together, summer and winter. That's something very good. Okay. I thank you for inviting me to join the group.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Let me have something by the seal. What can I